Okay, good morning, lady and gentlemen. Friendly reminder that Mincha this afternoon is at 5:20 and that we are on a Purim schedule tonight and tomorrow. If you have not had a chance to arrange together with Scott, he's here. You better do it now because we're already in an exciting situation where we have 27 different readings going on, 28 over the next couple of days. Learning in the Shul is graciously sponsored by the Wenger family. Dr. and Dr. Wenger commemorating the yahrzeit of Sarah Bas Remindel and Yechiel Alter ben Reb Avram, and Mishnayos are studied as they are every single day. Le'ilui Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Reb Yitzchak, we're in Mesechta Negaim. We are in the second parak Mishnayos. Daladin Hey Ketzad Riyas Anega. How do you check the body? There's a concept called Beis HaSedarim. There's a concept called parts of the body that are not normally seen in. So in those situations, what we say is that those places are not nega a bull. They're not able to have tzaras determined there. But what are those visible parts versus not visible parts? So ha'ish, when you're looking at a man gets examined nira ke'oder. It's like he's in a position of hoeing. So if you want to know the inside side of the thigh, if a nega appears there, does that get measured as part of the tzaras? So the answer is it depends in terms of that position. Ukemosik zesim, as far as his underarms are concerned, it's like somebody who's picking olives. So you pick olives, you go like this. So as revealed as the underarm is, right? So that part is nega abo. Aisha, but when we talk about the woman, so a woman has a different area, that a different way that we check, we look at her from the position of kaorachas, like a woman who's shaping dough, right? Which she separates her feet in order to get around. Her thighs get separated somewhat. Kiminika espinan, as far as her position for her arms, it's the position she nurses in. Koreges, and also like a woman who's weaving on a standing ba'omdin, right? Lashechi liyada yamanis. Like she's weaving on a standing loom who exposes the underarm of the right arm as opposed to the left one. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af ketova bepisht on the smallest, we assume that she uses the position of someone who's spinning linen to figure out the how high on the left arm. And by the way, as far as shaving hair, the same thing is concerned. We remove all hairs that are on the appeared area of the body when the mitzvah wants to become tower. We have a very important klal over here that gets dragged in all sorts of areas in drush, but straight up halacha, a person can examine, a kohen can examine all those in all negayim except for the ones on his own body. And Rameir Omer Aflo Nigei Krova, Rabbi Meir says, also not for the ones on his relative's body. Now, kol hanadarma dematir chutz min nedrei atzmo. This is the mission we were talking about earlier this week. Right? And when it comes to a neder, a person can be matir all of his nedarim except for his own. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, aflo nedrei ishto shebeino levein achirim. He also can deal with his wife's nedarim as they affect other people. Normally speaking, a husband has the right to go ahead and be mefir nedarim that are inoy nefesh and devarim that are beino lebeino. Right? But when it comes to other issues, he can't be mefir. He has to use hataras nadarim. And we're worried that when it comes to his wife, he's not going to check it out well enough to make sure that there's a basis for hataras nadarim. And the Mishnah says, finally, a person can examine all bechoros except for the bechoros of his own to see if there's a mum there, because we're worried that he's not going to check it out as well. So we'll stop here. Bezer Hashem, we'll start the second parak tomorrow morning. Everyone have a wonderful day and an easy and meaningful fast.